All right, welcome back. Chatting with Chatterbox, round two, coming to you live from beautiful M72, heading south. We got a little bit of time on our hands today. We typically aren't going to have two a week type deal. We don't want to oversaturate you with what we got going on here. But we have some time today. We're actually en route. I'm actually going downstate to look at some stuff. And Rob's tagging along again, so he's going to make it on two in a row, the first two. And
Two times.
So we're here. We're back. We're looking to give you a little bit more content. The first episode, for a first drop from a Northeast Michigan pod that, you know, we don't really know what to expect. We don't know how friends and family are going to listen to. Because for the first one, you're basically going to get that. That's who you're going to get is your friends and family. And then word of mouth is going to spread it around, obviously. But for right now, we just want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in to the first one. And we want to continue to grow that. We're going to get better. So here you go. Our gift to you, because you were so great for the first time, is
outstanding.
So our gift to you, being it was good, here it comes one more time. Second time in a week. Once as good, twice as nice. So today is June 20th, which is also the day of the 2019 NBA draft, which is going to kind of be the big, I guess, theme of the day, that just being that that's our biggest topic. We're going to get into a little bit of what we expect from tonight's draft. We have, we're going to get into also our best draft picks for each of the three major sports, just because it's something fun. And then again, on the flip side, the worst three draft picks. We're going to play a little list game between me and Rob again. Got some other topics, some big news out of Detroit with football, kind of some things that shed lights on maybe why our season wasn't great last year in football terms. We are working currently to get posted onto Apple Podcasts and Spotify, working through Anchor. So we're getting ourselves, I guess, posted. I guess that's posted?
Yeah, I guess.
Posted, published, I guess, yeah. On the bigger platforms through Anchor. So we're getting pushed. We're getting there. It's going to happen. I mean, we're halfway famous. I got pushed.
It's the first step to get big.
Yeah, so, you know, YouTube, we got to crawl before we can run. But I'm halfway jogging.
Yeah.
You know, at this point, with me figuring this stuff out, I mean, shoot, I'm recording on a voice memo on my phone app, you know, right now. So I'm going to get a mic. I'm going to get published on these big things. We're going to go big time. I can just feel that. Got a little bit more movie stuff to touch on. We got some local sports news, and we got some big demands from some of the feedback, some of the listeners we got to touch on too. So, again, thank you for enjoying the first time. And here comes number two. We're going to call this one the Road Soda. Beans, we're on the road. This is episode two.
In one road mile, soda. Turn left.
Enjoy Waze. Hey. You're going to have to deal with us on Waze, because we're not getting lost, and I also don't know how to turn that bad boy off. If you thought the first one was sloppy, wait till you get to this one. Oh, my goodness.
At least you get to hear that beautiful voice, though.
Yeah. Oh, dear. That is tough. So, without further ado, here we go. So, tonight, the NBA draft, holding first, everybody knows. We got the Pelicans selecting number one. The consensus is we're probably going to see Zion Williamson. He's a freak. He jumps out the gym. Just a game changer like you'd never believe, right?
I mean, oh, yeah.
I think everybody is pretty much stuck on that's going to be the circumstance.
But I kind of, like, of course, I only know, like, 3-4 names in this draft right now. I'm not very versed in that. But it would actually delight me
in 0.1 miles.
Anyways,
turn left.
It would delight me if Zion just all of a sudden the Pelicans change their mind and they just take a different route and go with somebody else. That would just blow my mind. It would blow everybody else's mind, but it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I think they're pretty well locked in. There's nobody, the players of that caliber. This is the type of guy who we see once every, you know, 10, 15 years maybe. And that's a lot to put on a kid. That's a lot of pressure. You only get that name with, like, the LeBrons. I don't think Jordan even had this lot of hype. You know, this kid, every movie makes is they're trying to brand it. They're thinking, what can we do with it? But, you know, this is the number one guy. His name's, I mean, he's been penciled in New Orleans since the lottery, so that's pretty well done. At number two, that's the sad part about the NBA draft, too, is it's so, really, we know. I mean, yeah. 1 through 3, we really have a great idea of, because two, the Grizzlies have been saying Ja Morant, the point god, the triple-double machine, you know, the mid-major guy who's just lighting it up. But, I mean, he's fun TV, too. He's a really good player. And the worst part about it, the fucking guy's going to Memphis.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not going to see him play. I mean, unless he comes out and just lights this world on fire, we're not going to see a lot of Ja Morant. And, you know, hopefully he takes to it, and maybe they get that grit and grind, too. And that's their kind of deal, and maybe we lock back into the Grizz. But the Grizz, really, they're just...
Speaking about the Grizz, that the trade they made yesterday, I did not know that Mike Conley had that much value still left in him.
Yeah, Mike Conley commanded yesterday. It was Grayson Allen, a first-round pick.
Kyle Korver,
and I believe there was some other medial piece as well.
Jay Crowder.
Yeah, Jay Crowder. So a little bit of a salary relief there, too. The Woj bounce starting early. I mean, it's cool. It's a big name. I think that's all it is. I really don't think Mike Conley shifts the balance of power in the West that much. I just really don't. I mean, it's tough to say with basketball. Any team can get hot, and, like, the Warriors are off of it. But as for the Grizzlies making that move, just frees up more room for Ja to be selected at 2, and that's just the thing. And now...
Honestly, I think the Grizz might jump on R.J. Barrett.
No, the Grizz are locked in. It's Ja Morant. They've told him for years. If they do, I'll eat crow, but I really don't think that's the circumstance. Which you say, R.J. Barrett... That brings us back to now number 3 with the Knicks. That's the consensus pick. Supposedly they're zeroed in on RJ. Unless something drastic changes, we're going to see RJ go 3 to the Knicks. And this is, I mean, that's the unfun part about the draft. I mean, with NFL, there's lots of things that can move, lots of moving parts. Shoot, we didn't know if Kyler was going to be number 1 until he shook the commissioner's hand. We really didn't. So, being that there's not a whole lot of drama here, this is where it opens up at 4. A lot of teams looking to maybe trade up. A lot of the European players that we really don't even know. I mean, a few years ago when Porzingis was drafted, everybody was booing because he's just these European guys we just don't know.
Luka.
I mean, Luka was a little bit more well-known for a European guy, but, I mean, obviously he's panned out. They're like lottery tickets, man, these European players. And I'd venture to say more bust than boom.
And when we go into our picks for draft picks, I definitely go in that area.
Yeah, a little prelude there. So, in terms of local relevancy to the draft, the Pistons last night picked up another pick with Milwaukee, sending John Luer to Milwaukee for Tony Snell in a first. A little cap relief for Milwaukee. Their pick's really late. Maybe that gives us some ammunition to move up. Maybe it doesn't, but... Really, with this NBA, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's a crapshoot and that these other players don't matter, because that's never the circumstance, but you get these three top guys. It really does feel like a 3, maybe 4, Darius Garland, and then not bust after that, but 3 and then lesser. And you always get guys like Donovan Mitchell, who diamond in the rough, Devin Booker, diamond in the rough. There will be guys who are substantial stars in the league, but... As for franchise-shaping players, which, again, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, those are definitely those guys. You don't expect it out of any of these guys besides those three, but maybe you find that, maybe you hit it big. I mean, shoot, we're always wrong, and obviously we'll probably look back at this, and those three guys might not be the three guys that are even the best in the draft.
Seems like, looking back at the past few drafts, that's what it kind of seems like it's been, is, of course, the first three... when you honestly think about it, like 2014, for example, when we're talking about Wiggins, Parker, and Embiid, we were talking about, okay, those guys are like the clear-cut three favorite picks in this whole draft. But you go back and look, Wiggins has been average.
He's mediocre.
Parker was a bust when he was healthy.
His knees were a bust. That's what was a bust.
And then Embiid looked like he was a bust at first because he was hurt all the time, but now he's probably the best player in that draft.
Yeah, I mean... That guy's probably the best center in the league. I mean,
yeah.
Skill-wise, I mean, he's tough to defend. He's tough to game plan for. He's a big part of what the Sixers do, and yeah, I'd say he was probably the best part of that draft. But again, we really can't say too much about the draft until it happens, and then give us a year. I mean, let's see how these young cats play. Some guys are quicker starters than others, and they'll get out and set the league on fire, like Luka and Trey this year. And then other guys, it'll take some time to develop and blossom, like maybe Andre Drummond. It took Andre a few years, and he's really a nice player now. So we'll get there. NBA, we're not super versed in there, but that's kind of what we have to say about that. Moving forward to, we'll play the draft game now, just piggybacking off that draft talk. We have in the NBA, the MLB, and the NFL, Rob and I each took a little bit of time to write down some of the players that were the best draft picks that we can think of. And we don't want to give you like, okay, Tom Brady, he was a sixth-round pick. That guy, that's the best draft pick ever.
Yes, he is the number one draft pick of all time, an absolute steal. So we're just trying to pick names that a lot of people don't really talk about being a draft steal a whole lot, but honestly really are.
Yeah, and there's tons of guys. You're going to get snubs off of any of these because we're just, A, we don't want to give you the same old answer, and B, we're looking over some of your teams. We got some bias on our part, but here's, let's do best first. Let's keep everybody's spirits up. So in the NBA, I'll start my best draft pick, and I'm going to play with these a little bit of recency bias because just off the top of our head, but arguably the NBA's MVP this year, probably soon to be announced. I'm going to go Giannis Antetokounmpo. Was a first-round pick, but this guy is just a freak. He's the Greek freak. The dude impacts the game in every way, scores the ball. I mean, he can't really shoot it, but goddamn, he does everything else well. He's really good. And he was one pick outside of the lottery. So to get a generational talent, a guy who transcends maybe the face of the league outside of the lottery, Milwaukee hasn't been competitive in ever until this guy. I mean, really, truly impressive. That's my NBA pick. This dude is, he's a game changer.
I'm just going to throw this out there. He was the 15th pick back in 2013. And you know who's got the 15th pick tonight? Your boys, Detroit.
Detroit.
Throwing that out
basketball.
There.
Basketball. Yeah, I don't know. If you can get a player like Giannis, basically take the fucking name that sounds goofy.
Yeah,
take the goofiest sounding name and pick him because maybe that's your superstar.
Yeah.
That's how Giannis was, you know, he was predetermined to be great because of that fucking name. So,
yeah.
My MLB best pick, this one is kind of an obvious one, I guess you could say, but really, when you're drafted number one overall and you transcend the game, you make the game something that it's never been before. You bring pop culture swag to its finest into the game. I'm talking Ken Griffey Jr. You see this guy's silhouette with Nike everywhere. You see kids want to swing like Ken Griffey. Everybody wants to be left-handed like Ken Griffey, wear the hat backwards like Ken Griffey. Ken Griffey.
I would argue best swing in baseball all time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's gorgeous. I mean, oh, shit. If I could swing like that, I wouldn't care if I'd swing and miss 6-7 times in a row every time. Just let me look that pretty doing it. But the guy, over 600 home runs, he just the best. There's arguments maybe he wasn't the best player of the generation, but he was the most popular. He had relevancy to the Mariners, which is hard to do because Seattle, oh goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Okay, no shots at Seattle. Okay, now we have an entire city.
Oh, God.
So we have Jameis Winston and Seattle.
Well, listen, Seattle needs a basketball team. I'll throw that out there. Bring back the Sonics.
Okay, bring back the Sonics. But as of right now, Seattle, enemy of the program, number two. Jameis Winston still giving you the bird. Don't love ya. But that's my number one pick in baseball just because that guy actually did it. I mean, there was the hype. He had the dad who was already successful. He came in, trumped him, and just absolutely took it to the next level. That guy is baseball.
Trumped him at the same time that they're playing with each other.
Yeah.
They're on the same team.
Yep. So, I mean, really that guy lived up to the hype. So I'm going to say the best pick. I mean, it's hard to get value for the number one pick in terms of there's nowhere to go but down, let you down. But he actually raised his play above expectation. Greatest, one of the greatest players in baseball. Love it. NFL, my pick was...
You took, who were we talking about?
Who were we going? Yeah, I know. See, it's just so tough with the NFL because there's so many guys who do make an impact. I mean, they really do.
I mean, you could say, I'm just going to toss this out there. Our boy, who we were going to mention later, played with a broken back.
Yeah, okay. That's here and there. We will discuss that later. But the best pick, my best pick in the NFL, I'm going to go. This is kind of a dark horse here. And it's at a position that doesn't necessarily translate to wins, I guess. But it's a little Homer bias. I'm going Antonio Brown. Sixth round draft pick.
CMU.
Like Tom Brady. But he's from CMU. He's at home. This dude is a baller. Everywhere he's going, he's just going to score touchdowns. He's a drama queen. He does this, that, he's that. But he is a bad man with a football in his hands. And before he gets it, there's nobody better running routes. This dude just gets it. Tony Toe Tap, every nickname, every accolade, he's big time. He is big time. That's the best draft pick I got. I mean, he's phenomenal. Outside of the Tom Brady, there's just another... These guys on another level to get that in the sixth round. That's more of a value pick. That's my best NFL pick. So now I'll turn it over to Rob with his three best.
NBA, I kind of hinted at this earlier that I went with the foreign guys for both my best pick and worst pick. Best pick, I went with the Joker, Nikola Jokic. He was 41st overall back in 2014, second round pick, and honestly, nobody saw this coming there. He's right up there with, I would say, Embiid in the best center in the league.
If you look at this dude, he can't move. He can't jump. He can't move. And he looks like the dude you walk into and you're playing pickup ball. And you're like, ah, fuck, we need somebody else to play. And this dude just jumps up. He's like, ah, fuck it, I'll give it a go.
Yeah. He's just been outstanding. With my MLB pick, I went with the once-in-a-generation talent, the best player in the league right now. And he's playing like the best player in the league right now. Mike Trout, he wasn't first overall like some might expect. He actually went 25th overall back in 2009 because thanks to Mark Teixeira and the Yankees. Mark Teixeira signed with the Yankees, and so for that compensation, the Angels got the 25th pick from the Yankees, and they used it to take Mike Trout. And kind of a little story that I saw on MLB Network back in that draft, the first year that they covered the draft on their network there, they only got one kid to show up to the draft where you get to actually shake the commissioner's hand and actually be selected like an actual draft pick. All he got was some high school kid from Jersey to show up and happened to be Mike Trout. And like I said, once in a generational talent and the best player in the league.
Yeah, the fish, this dude, he just rakes.
Yeah.
He's all day.
Best NFL pick. I'm going to go with my all-time favorite player. I know I'm going to get some flack about this because I'm a Lions fan, but I'm a converted Lions fan. My favorite player of all time is Brett Favre. He was picked in the second round by the Falcons, actually, and then eventually traded to the Packers. Won a Super Bowl with the Packers. But still, he's my favorite player of all time. I actually despise the Packers because when they dealt him to the Jets and didn't want him back, nothing, kind of despise him. So now I despise the Packers. And once he retired, I was kind of left without a team to root for. And so that's when I jumped on the Lions because they're the local team. I'm already a huge Tigers fan, already a Pistons fan, so I decided to become a Lions fan as well.
And the trifecta, the Detroit trifecta.
Yes.
We got to just do it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But now we got Brett Favre, the best. You know, we heard these names, Brett Favre, Antonio Brown, Nikola Jokic, Mike Trout, Ken Griffey. These guys are great. But now we're going to get to the side where these guys, you think about them, man, what a wasted opportunity. Not to say that these guys weren't great prospects. Not to say that these guys maybe couldn't have panned out in another situation. But these picks, just, man, looking back, your franchise, like, mulligan. Give me one more shot. Give me one more. So, in the NBA, leading off, this guy was electric. Brigham Young, tournament time. Guy would pull up from three everywhere, hit you every shot you needed to get in the game. Jimmer Fredette.
Jimmer Range.
Jimmer. I mean, this guy he could not miss. He was unstoppable.
He had, like, huge range before Curry even stepped foot in the league.
Yeah, this was Steph Curry before Steph Curry was Steph Curry. And it was even, I mean, everybody says Steph Curry is relatable because he's not very athletic. He's not very fast. He's this, he's that. Well, Jimmer is less than that.
Yeah.
But the dude can shoot the lights out. So he was a big-time baller. Jimmer range, Jimmer range, Jimmer range. Well, after Jimmer was drafted, the next pick, Klay Thompson.
Yeah.
That dude can shoot it. That dude's an NBA champion. A few picks later, Kawhi Leonard, your finals MVP, your two-time champion, your two-times finals MVP.
And going back, Kawhi, again, 15th overall.
There you go.
Kawhi Leonard was 15th overall, and Pistons have 15. I'm feeling good about tonight.
Pistons do some work. MLB, kind of a flameout, and this is, again, recency bias. I have Brett Lowry, who you may remember was traded for Josh Donaldson, eventual MVP. But he was a first-round pick. He's just never, I mean, he was marketable. He had the tattoos. He had the flair. But the dude just never made anything of himself sustainable in the MLB. So to have that first-round talent just flame out. And I think it's just because, for me, he was a marketable guy. He was somebody that you wanted to see succeed and never did. Just never really made it happen. So, Brett, get back. I mean, just released from the Brewers. I mean, he still has a chance to come back and make me eat my words. So I hope he does, but not a great pick as of now. And in the NFL, I'm going to get broad here. The 2013 NFL draft, the first round was abysmal.
Terrible.
There is nothing. I mean, there are two players in the first round that I say are impact players in the NFL. One is DeAndre Hopkins. Two is Lane Johnson. And one of the two needed steroids to get there. Well, not steroids, performance enhancers. He was a performance enhancer. So really, you got DeAndre Hopkins, who's a real player in there. So other than that, man.
Lions picked Ziggy, which, I mean, he was all right.
And he's 90. The dude is 90 years old.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's no way. With as much as he's injured, as much as we know about his background, this motherfucker just finessed us out of a lot of money.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. But I hope he plays well in Seattle. I want him to do well, but damn. Get your money and your AARP card ready, because you duped us,
and,
there,
and
guy.
And we looked at later round picks, and I mentioned to you that there's only like a select few out of the later round picks that I would take in the first round. With one of the first few picks in the second round, Lions took Darius Slay. I would take him in the first round.
Yeah, and I mean, again, you're gonna find the gems, but for that first round, 2013, look it up. I mean, your team probably did not draft a very good player in that round.
I said, even in the later rounds, you could find a handful of players that would be first round eligible.
Yeah, not great. Not great at all. And now, so we'll turn that over to Rob's side of the worst. Here you go, Rob.
NBA first. I'm going with a local legend. Another foreign player. Picked one pick behind LeBron James.
Ooh.
Picked ahead of Dwayne Wade, Carmelo Anthony, and Chris Bosh.
Oh, all right.
The Dragon, Darko Milicic.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that, you wonder, and obviously, maybe certain other trades don't happen to get that 03-04 championship now that we have Darko. Maybe we don't get Tayshaun. Maybe we don't get Sheed. But had the Pistons drafted Carmelo Anthony, had the Pistons drafted Dwayne Wade, had the Pistons drafted Chris Bosh, how many titles? How many titles? Not one, not two, not three, not four. Anyways, I don't even want to talk about that no more. Let's move on.
Yeah, I'm past that now. MLB, worst pick. Of course, this pick, nobody, I guarantee there's not a whole lot of our listeners that know who this is. His name is Mark Appel. He retired from the Phillies organization. He never set foot on a major league field. He was first overall.
A 1-1.
Yeah, first overall back in 2014. He was actually drafted three times. He was drafted in the 15th round by the Tigers in 09 out of high school. And so then he decided to go to school instead. Could have been the first overall pick in 2013, but some teams passed him up because they didn't think they could sign him, which ended up being true because he ended up being drafted 8th overall by the Pirates, and he did not sign. So then he goes first overall in 2014 to the Houston Astros. He was supposed to be a huge deal. He was picked ahead of Chris Bryant, which I'm just going to throw that out there. Huge mistake.
Oops.
Yeah, whoops. I don't remember what level he actually got to with the Astros, but he ended up Going over to the Phillies, and like I said, just recently retired at 27.
He's a puppy. He'll do something with himself, but it ain't baseball.
Yeah. NFL, I took a different route. I didn't, of course, this guy is known as a draft bust, but I wouldn't really put it on him as much as I would put it on the organization. He was the first ever draft pick by the Houston Texans. David Carr, quarterback, he still has good talent. I see him throwing a football on NFL Network all the time. Outthrew Dak Prescott on live television, and it was an embarrassment. But still, he was drafted by an organization that just started. They're getting their feet wet, and they probably should have gone in a different route other than quarterback immediately, because he had no offensive line pretty much his whole career with the Texans, and no help. He got Andre Johnson a year after he was drafted, but there's only so much you can do with one receiver, no offensive line, and no running back.
It's hard to throw touchdowns on your back.
Yeah.
It's hard to do so. I mean, you really got to have the surrounding.
So I'd say the worst draft pick, I'm going to say him, but I'm putting it more on the Texans than I am him.
And we like the guys. But,
yeah.
But the situations, like we said, just didn't pan out. These boys, oh, God.
If he could have gone literally anywhere else, I feel like he would have been a little... He would be known a lot better.
He's got the wicked rocket laser.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's all you need.
He's got a cannon.
So there's some of the worst draft picks, some guys that you look back and you say, you know, maybe what if we could have done it. But now, talking draft picks, we got another 1-1. Rob alluded to it earlier. Coming back, we got big news out of Detroit this week. Matthew Stafford, our quarterback, our guy, played a big portion of last season with a broken back. And that's not to say he couldn't walk, he couldn't move. A broken back, though.
Put the team on my back, coach. Even though it's broken, put it on.
Yeah.
Man.
In a season where we trade away Golden Tate, we lose Kerryon for, a big portion of the season with a knee injury. Marvin Jones goes down. He has a chance. We know he's tough. He started all these games in a row. But would you have blamed him when he says, I've got nobody to throw to, the team's pretty well out of contention, my fucking back is in pieces, like, coach, I don't have a fucking vertebrae, like, okay, anybody else, if you hang them up, I get it, you take the season off, you get healthy, but man, to come out and play that season, that's grit, that's toughness, that dude should never buy another beer ever in the state of Michigan, anywhere he goes.
And if somebody does buy him a beer, you better watch him chug it better than Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's a stud. I mean, he's everything that Aaron Rodgers isn't.
Yeah.
And that does include Super Bowl champion. But we're hoping to fix it.
Yeah.
We're hoping to fix it. But just want to give it, you know, that quick second to shout out Matt Stafford. I appreciate you, bro. If you need, you need some lumbar, you take my back. Take my back, because I want to win.
Yeah.
I mean, give me 10 wins this year. Give me 10 wins and we'll be happy. But Matthew Stafford, tougher than you.
Yes.
Just so you know. Tougher than you. Will play with a broken back. That's something that I cannot say. It just won't happen. Another thing that we wanted to talk about, we talked about our favorite movies. Rob was citing the MCU, you know, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then we talked about Keanu Reeves. We spoke it into existence.
Yes.
Since that episode dropped on Monday, we have news that Marvel is recruiting Keanu. Yeah.
I actually did some research into it. They've been in talks for a while now. They're just trying to figure out what in the world he's going to play in there.
Here's my take. Shane Falco, quarterback of the Replacements. This motherfucker gets toxic radiation. He's a superhero. He's the slinging quarterback. He's everything we need. He's a quarterback. He's a sports-centric superhero. There it is. Regardless of what we do, we spoke it into existence. Marvel, thanks for checking in. We know we have a chat with Chatterbox Fan and Marvel because they're already doing what we need. They're taking our favorites and throwing them together.
Yes.
Hey, remember back, I said I like Jack Black. If Jack Black is offered a spot in the Marvel Universe, we'll know that these guys are just piggybacking off our ideas. So, probably, we already know they are, but that would confirm. So, Jack Black, get your ass in a suit. I don't care if you're Batman, Superman, what you got to do. Get in the suit. I'm going to be all you superhero fans. That's DC. My bad. My bad, dogs. Okay. A couple of local announcements. We just want to give a little shout out to Nate Walker and the Alcona baseball team. This is our high school where we grew up. They won districts this year. He was giving us some grief about not shouting them out. Shout out, go Tigers.
Dynasty.
If it's a year that ends in a number, we're winning the title.
Yeah.
Give us a ship.
Death, Texas, and Alcona baseball win the districts.
That's right. Unless you're, you know, my senior team and you want to bow out early.
Eek.
I was tired. I wanted to vacay. Shout out that umpire. Strikes the neck. No more. No, I'm not, you know, no grief, though. No grief. And we have a few fans. That's the sentence. We have a few fans because that's about all we got. No, we have a couple folks who are going to ask, are we going to talk hockey? Are we going to talk, you know, a couple of the sports that are maybe a little bit more minuscule? Yeah, absolutely, we are. So I know we're in the off season of hockey right now, but we want to give a big in-depth hockey moment right here. St. Louis Blues.
Won the cup.
And there's hockey.
Yep, there we go.
All right. Thank you, guys. We kept it, you know, a little bit over half an hour again. We didn't want to give you too much content, but we had a chance. We wanted to thank you. We're so excited about this. We're so happy to get it rolling again. This is the Road Soda episode. I hope you enjoyed Waze chiming in as well. Waze, hook us up. You know, we want that ad. Give me that ad.
Mm.
Okay. Again, we're working. I'm on Anchor. I'm getting us approved to be on so that the listening experience will be a lot easier to access with Apple Music or Apple Podcasts and Spotify, among other podcasts. Platforms. So we're gonna get there. It's gonna be easier for you to get to us. In the meantime, click the YouTube link, get your listen on, and we'll make it easier in the future. Thanks for tuning in again. This is Chad and Rob chatting with Chatterbox. Hope you had a good time.
Deuces.